Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates from Living Compassion. It's my pleasure to be joined tonight by Rico from San Rafael. Welcome, Rico.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Great. It's great to have you on the air. Hey, I understand you have a fabulous tale that involves Swiss chard and Africa and gold.
Well, it's quite a combination. So I've been associated with the Living Compassion program for 5 or 6 years, and every year I find myself participating a little more. And this year I decided to, One Thing That I Can Do?
Yeah, the One Thing Revolution.
And I decided to join a grassroots movement to educate the public about the toxicity of plastics.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing that for a while, and it's also wonderful. It came to me to start a charity garden.
Oh, great.
I have this garden going pretty good, and I've been collecting donations, which I've been passing on to the Africa Vulnerable Project.
Oh, great. So you start this garden, and if I understand you, you grow the produce, and then you give it away and encourage people to donate to support the Africa Project.
Yeah, and it's quite a story because even today, the garden took a new turn because I had built a little farm stand in front of my house, and people have to walk in front of my house to enter a community park. So there's a lot of foot traffic.
Yes.
And I had a sign that just says free, and I'd been putting cucumbers and squash and chard and tomatoes.
Yes.
And I had put the small golden tomatoes in a expensive German stainless steel bulk so it wouldn't blow away. Well,
yeah.
Someone had the idea that I was giving away expensive German dishware.
Oh, I see.
So the stainless steel disappeared, and I left a note saying, please bring it back. The produce is free, not the dishware.
Yes.
And this morning, people brought beautiful handmade straw baskets for the produce to be served in.
Wow, that's
so
great.
It keeps, and then people, now it's become an oasis of generosity, as I call it, because people who live in the neighborhood who have produce or fruit from their fruit trees, they come and they give it. They just donate it there. It's become like a trading post.
Right. And so as people give their produce and people donate for the produce, I understand, it sounds like they're learning about the Africa Project and Living Compassion and all that. Is that correct?
They are. And I guess I should go to the next aspect of the story about the gold part. Is that what you want to hear?
Sure.
Well, a friend came over and he was duly impressed with the, I've been using all these esoteric fertilizers and sprays and mists, and the garden is really doing pretty well, and I've been at battle with the slugs and praying for them as I toss them into the neighbor's yard, asking them to. It's been quite a struggle to protect the little tomatoes and the chard, but things are pretty hardy now. And my friend has been following my progress, and I gave him chard and tomatoes and cucumbers and squash, and he called me the next day and said he had a donation, but I have to come get it. And so he presented me with 2 maple leaf gold coins.
Wow.
Which have a pretty significant value on the open market.
Uh-huh.
So gold to gold, as we say.
Gold to gold. So your gold tomatoes, which you generously gave to him, and then he gives you these gold coins back.
Isn't that something?
That is something. And
the story keeps going because...
Yes.
I came back with these gold coins, and I mean, a couple of maple leaf coins, they weigh something. They're not like little quarters.
Yes.
And just as I had them on my desk, I got an email with the update of the Canceloma video.
Yes.
Well, it just really moved me to tears, and I had the gold on my desk and the tears streaming, and a friend of mine who lives in the neighborhood comes in, and he sees me with my emotions, and he says, what's up? And I said, look at these kids, and look at the gold. He says, well, what are you going to do with the gold? I said, well, I have to convert it to cash to send on to the project. And he decides to buy the coins. And at first, he didn't want to give me a full price, but I think the pictures of the kids opened his heart, and so he gave more than full price.
Wow.
Over and above the call of duty.
That's great.
So the whole thing has been so much fun, and it's been a big teaching for me, too, that it's really true. It's in giving that we receive.
Uh-huh. In the giving that we receive.
And I received an email today about the Palo Alto workshop.
Yes.
Available on Skype.
Very timely, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like I feel, I should go over there and share my experience.
Yes, and you're doing it right now, so it's really, that's really great also. Rico, tell me, how much are two gold Maple Leaf coins worth?
Well, I converted them into $2,000.
Wow. Wow. You know, I was trying to guess
most people
how many.
Like 50 cents or $2. So, I don't know. So right now I'm getting ready to send another donation in because the 50 cent pieces and the $2 donations are starting to add up again.
Yes, it's great. And I know you're going to feed a lot of children over there, and it's a really wonderful result. Yeah.
Well, it's been so much fun and such a teaching. I've been handicapped by a pretty severe shoulder injury.
Yes.
Part of my story is that I'm pretty independent kind of character, and I couldn't get the garden tilled. And I told people I had a charity garden to feed kids in Africa, and I was just astonished at how free and willing and happy people were to donate. And it was just such an eye-opener for me that, oh, you mean just because I'm a little lame here, it doesn't mean that I can't ask for help. And it's just opened my heart.
Yes, yes. My sense in what you're sharing is that people are really almost just kind of just under the surface waiting for that opportunity to be able to contribute. And then when you give them an opportunity, they just jump at it.
You know, that's exactly what. That's exactly right, that the heart is built for giving, and people are a little cautious in our world today.
Yes.
And they just need the slightest invitation, and it's right there in front of them. And
yes.
It's like this little farm stand has really become, I call it an oasis of generosity.
An oasis of generosity.
And
what a wonderful thing.
People just, they just want to come over and either give or take or share or trade. I can't tell you how much fun it has been. And,
it sounds like it. I loved reading your story.
And just opening my heart in ways I never dreamed.
Yes, yes. That's the best part, isn't it?
It is. It is. St. Francis hit it when he said, it's in giving that we receive.
It's in giving that we receive. Rico, can I relay one aspect of the story that I found very amusing and entertaining?
Sure, go for it.
That you played classical music with sonic overlays to stimulate plant growth, and you sprayed exotic mist laden with secret mystery to increase the flowering.
It's actually true.
I love that part.
It's not a joke. It's actually a product that was donated. But that's another part. I had all these fertilizers.
Yes.
And plants all donated by professional growers.
Great.
But this classical music is, the website is called Sonic Bloom. And they give you a CD, and they give you this secret recipe, and you spray it at dawn. It has to be at dawn. It sounds
yeah.
like crickets chirping, and it's been so much fun.
Wonderful. Rico, thanks so much for taking the time tonight. It's been really great to have you on the air here.
I'm really glad to participate, and I really want to acknowledge you and admire you for your steadfastness every Tuesday showing up here, Michael.
You're very welcome. Yes, it is every Tuesday, and I'm grateful to be a part of all of this.
Thanks so
Thank
much
you.
For inviting me. So
okay.
Much.
Thank you, Rico.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This good news update concludes today's open air show. The regular portion of the show with callers did not happen today because of technical problems at TalkShoe.